You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Juneau yesterday. It's his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in 8 days. Republicans are said to be concerned about the enthusiasm and turnout machine behind Kamala Harris.
They say that Wisconsin is probably the toughest of the swing states to win. I don't think so at all.
Wisconsin has been decided by less than 1 percentage point in 4 of the last 6 presidential elections. The latest Marquette poll has Harris with a 4-point lead. A new study finds Wisconsin's election system is more secure than other swing states. The nonprofit political research group Informing Democracy finds guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission leaves little room for local clerks to deviate from how they can do their work. 46% of Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they've stopped talking to some friends, family, and coworkers over politics. Jane Gomez is a conservative from West Allis who says she plans to vote for Donald Trump.
I think that we jump to conclusions too soon on both sides that we're not willing to discuss.
Sharonda Orridge of Minneapolis says she's voting for Kamala Harris because she's concerned about preserving democracy.
It's closer to my vision than what I see for Donald Trump, because he don't see people. He just see himself.
The Marquette poll shows voter divisions are starker now than the last 2 election cycles. Last month was one of the driest Septembers in Wisconsin since 1940. Climatologists say Wisconsin's total rainfall for the month was a little more than an inch. Most of Wisconsin's counties reported rainfall between 2 and 3 inches below normal. Forecasters blame an area of high pressure over the Southwest and into the Pacific Ocean. A new radioisotope facility to treat people with cancer is open in Beloit. North Star Medical Radioisotopes plans to produce 1.5 million doses each year for cancer treatment. The company calls itself the first in the United States to have commercial-scale multi-radioisotope production and radiopharmaceutical manufacturing in the same location. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A federal court in the Western District of Wisconsin has entered an injunction against a Rusk County town requiring it to comply with election law. According to a press release, the injunction requires the town of Thornapple to offer an accessible voting system at all of their polling places for the November 5th election. The Department of Justice filed a complaint in September alleging that the town had not provided the accessible voting machines to ensure voters with disabilities were able to participate in the April and August elections. 2 suspects have been charged in connection to a shooting in Fairchild last week. According to court documents, 26-year-old Mark Dickinson and 50-year-old Aaron Walker of Augusta are each facing numerous charges relating to the September 29th shooting incident. The complaint alleges that Dickinson was owed money by the tenant of the home where the shooting occurred, and Walker shot at a neighbor's car because it was too loud and the neighbor refused to turn it off. Both are scheduled to appear in court on Tuesday. A tree that's traveled further than nearly any human in history has been planted in Dunn County. The Dunn County Historical Society was chosen by NASA to participate in their Moon Tree program, which saw the seedling for the tree travel around the moon and back before being given to the Historical Society. Officials from the Dunn County Historical Society say they were chosen because they'll be able to keep the tree alive and use it as an educational tool. The seedling they received was on NASA's Artemis 1 space launch. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, Congressman Mark Pocan, and local representatives held a town hall on the dangers of Project 2025 in Eau Claire on Saturday. The group of Democrats shared information with local residents on how the implementation of the agenda would affect their finances, health care, and personal freedoms. They also criticized efforts by former President Donald Trump to distance himself from Project 2025, despite the fact that many of the authors were part of his administration. A man who had been reported missing since Sunday was found dead on Wednesday. According to the Chippewa Falls Police Department, officers conducted a welfare check for 45-year-old Matthew Harshman on Tuesday after the person requesting it said they hadn't heard from him since Sunday. On Wednesday, officers found the scene of a motorcycle crash off East Park Avenue in Chippewa Falls and identified the man who had crashed as Harshman. Authorities believe high speeds were a contributing factor in the crash. State Representative Clint Moses joined members of a statewide solar power coalition group on Thursday to push for energy reform. During a tour of a solar farm in Chippewa Falls, Representative Moses spoke with members of the group about proposed reforms to give more power to third parties who use renewable energy by making it more accessible. Officials with the group argue that allowing people to choose their power provider will lower costs. A reform bill with bipartisan support will be considered in the coming months. Starting Monday, parts of I-94 that run through Menominee will see temporary closures for concrete work. According to the Department of Transportation, the right lane on westbound I-94 will be closed from 6 a.m. Monday until Tuesday morning, when work will start on the left lane from 6 a.m. to Wednesday morning. On Wednesday, the right lane of eastbound I-94 will be closed from 6 a.m. until Thursday morning. Department of Transportation crews plan to take down all traffic controls on Thursday and reopen all lanes. A horse in Eau Claire County has tested positive for eastern equine encephalitis. According to Eau Claire City County Health Department officials, it is the first confirmed case of the disease in the county this year. In recent weeks, the Department of Health Services has warned Wisconsin residents to be vigilant in protecting themselves from mosquitoes, which are the primary spreaders of the disease. Eastern equine encephalitis cannot be spread from animal to human or human to human contact, only through mosquito bites. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams in L.A. Jordan Love with two touchdown passes in the second half to take the lead.
We leave a lot of plays out there, and then we make some really good plays as well. So, I think it just comes down to consistent execution.
The Packers improve to 3-2 and host the Cardinals on Sunday. The Rams head into the bye with a disappointing 1-4 record. Quarterback Matthew Stafford.
I thought our defense did a great job stepping up in the second half, made some plays to get us chances to get the ball back late in the game. We just didn't do quite enough with it.
College football, the Badgers with a decisive win over Purdue, 52-6 over the weekend. Up next, they play Rutgers. Luke Fickell on what he saw from running back Darian Dupree.
That right there, you kind of see like, oh, there's two guys on him, and he's pretty close to breaking that thing clean open. I think that it's pretty bright in that room with some of those guys.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Princess Diaries fans will be glad to know that the third installment of the franchise is proceeding as planned. The project just announced that Crazy Rich Asians writer Adele Lim has signed on to direct. Anne Hathaway is expected back for part three and said she's thrilled with Lim's involvement. Crazy Rich Asians grossed $174 million at the domestic box office. Princess Diaries 3 is set to begin filming next year. Hey, who wants to feel old? Rapper Eminem announced that he is about to become a grandfather, and he did it in the best way he knows how, during a video for his new single, Temporary. The song is part of his album, The Death of Slim Shady, and is dedicated to his daughter, Haley Jade. Haley appears near the end of the video. After a montage of her and Eminem throughout the song, she gives him a football jersey as a gift with the word grandpa over the number one. As you might imagine, there was not a dry eye. There will finally be a premiere for the controversial film Rust. This is the film starring Alec Baldwin. Baldwin accidentally fired a gun on the set that had a live round in it, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Baldwin was facing an involuntary manslaughter charge until the judge dismissed it. In addition to being the lead actor, Baldwin is also a producer on the film. He will not attend the premiere, which will be at the Camera Image Film Festival in Poland this November. If you're already looking to make plans in 2026, make sure you carve out a couple hours for a Super Mario Brothers Part 2. Keegan-Michael Key, the voice of Toad, told Men's Journal that the Mario universe is about to expand, saying a new film will include very intriguing lore and lots of really fantastic Easter eggs. I'm assuming people that are fans of the video game have an idea of what I'm talking about, because I sure don't. Chris Pratt will return to voice the part of Mario. The Godfather, The Godfather 2, or The Conversation might be most people's response to the question, what is your favorite Francis Ford Coppola movie? When asked that exact question on a Twitter Q&A, the director surprised people and said his favorite film when it came to his own projects was Rumblefish. The film starred Mickey Rourke, Diane Lane, Nicolas Cage, and Matt Dillon and was based on the 1975 book of the same title by Outsiders writer S.E. Hinton. Might be time for a rewatch. A diehard Milwaukee Brewer fan is making the news for all the wrong reasons. Apparently, attending a Brewer playoff game was more important than being there for the birth of his first child. How do we know? The man held up a onesie and a sign that said, "First baby due today. Am I having a boy, a girl, or a playoff win?" The box next to playoff win was the one he checked. Let's not judge. The guy loves baseball, and maybe the baby isn't even his. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to feel a little fall-like again today, but we're going to crank it back up into the low 80s by later this week. Today, sunshine will get to the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with lows in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.